Paris, France, and the international response to them. On Friday night, three teams of terrorists assaulted six locations throughout the French capital. They were armed with guns and suicide bombs. Their attacks were coordinated, meaning they were timed to coincide, and the targets included a stadium, a concert hall, and some restaurants. At least 129 people were killed. More than 350 others were wounded, dozens of them left in very serious condition. It was the worst violence in France since World War II. Shortly after the attacks, French President François Hollande said France's borders would be closed, meaning people wouldn't be allowed to enter or leave the country, though in several places it appeared that travelers could still come and go. President Hollande blamed the Islamic extremist group ISIS for the attacks, and the terrorist group itself said it was responsible. French officials reported that seven of the attackers were killed, but they weren't sure how many terrorists were involved overall, and they're currently hunting for anyone else involved. A car rented in Brussels, Belgium, was found at one of the attack sites. That led to a number of police raids and arrests in the Belgian capital. Officials say at least one of the terrorists entered Europe, along with millions of refugees from war-torn Syria. That further complicates the European crisis in terms of how to maintain security. The attack also shows that the threat from the ISIS terrorist group is changing and extending well beyond Iraq and Syria.
The recent attack in Beirut, perhaps the downing of the Russian airliner, and now Paris, shows us that ISIS is supplanting Al-Qaeda as the most dangerous terrorist group in the world. What we're seeing here is ISIS moving really to phase two of its development. Attacks like the one in Paris really are indiscriminate. They're meant to kill as many civilians as possible. Hitting the French capital on a Friday night when people are out on a beautiful evening is the kind of attack that'll shake Western society for many years to come. In response to this, the FBI has been increasing training for police departments around the country to get ready for what type of attacks ISIS likes to carry out. What we've seen is increased security at nightclubs, at stadiums, any place where people gather. The FBI says that the vast majority of the 900 or so investigations of extremists in this country are ISIS focused. This is a terrorist organization that is no longer just trying to build and control territory in Iraq and Syria. It is trying to project attacks in the West, and that is a scary prospect for counterterrorism officials around the world.